Welcome to the In Touch podcast with Charles Stanley for Friday, July 26th. If you're at a crossroads and struggling to do the right thing, today's podcast challenges you to make obedience to the Lord your ultimate priority.
Whenever we hear someone use the word always, we have a little tendency to sort of think, always? Because there are not many things that fall into the category of always. And if I should ask you, what do you say always? What do you do always? Where do you go always? For the simple reason that always means perpetual, unending, at same time, same place. In other words, always is one of those words we sort of casually use and sort of throw it around. Well, I always think so-and-so. No, we don't. And when you think about, there are not many things about which we can say always. Now, the only person who can really say always without a question is God. When God always anything, we know that He's omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, that He has all knowledge about all things, and that He doesn't change His mind, that He's consistent about everything. But not any of us has the power to be that consistent about anything. And so, when you use the word always, think about what that really means. And somebody says, well, you know, now I always, no. If you think about it, we're not always the same, and so we don't always think the same way. And so we have to use that word very cautiously. Well, I want you to turn, if you will, to the 24th Psalm. And what I want to talk about in this message is I want to talk about simply this truth. And that is, obedience always brings blessing. They say, yeah, but now wait a minute. I can tell you about some things in my life that were not a blessing. So I'll tell you what. Why don't you, before you conclude that, just give me about 45 minutes and let's talk about it and see what does the Bible really teach about blessing. And in this 24th Psalm, I just want one verse primarily, but let's read these first five verses. The earth is the Lord's and all it contains, the world and those who dwell in it. For He has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the rivers. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who may stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehood and has not sworn deceitfully. He shall receive a blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Now the question first that I want to answer is this, what do we mean by a blessing? Anything that falls in the category of an expression of God's goodness and love toward us is a blessing. Now, that includes a lot of things that most people wouldn't include. It does not include some things maybe some folks would. But listen, anything that falls in the category of an expression of God's love and goodness to us is indeed a blessing. So what I'd like to do is I'd like for us to look at the fact in the Scripture that the Scripture bears testimony and witness of the fact that obedience always brings a blessing. So before you conclude that, well, not in my life, just listen carefully. Let's go back and start in the Old Testament with Noah, for example. God commanded Noah to do something that was totally out of reason. He wanted him to build this big, huge boat that we call an ark. But he obeyed God. And God blessed him in what way? He saved his family from the flood. Abraham, for example, God spoke to him and said, I want you to get up out of your country, leave your family, your relationships, and go into a land that I will show you. Well, where is that? He showed him a step at a time where he was going. Well, he could have had lots of reasons to say, leave my family, leave everything that I know, and go to somewhere I don't know, and you're going to lead me as I go? Yes. He obeyed God. Abraham became the father of the whole nation of Israel. And how we've been blessed. Through whom the Messiah came. Then, of course, there was Moses. And God spoke to Moses one day and told him he wanted him to go back to Egypt, go down to Pharaoh, and tell Pharaoh simply this, let my people go. Totally ridiculous. But Moses did exactly what God told him to do. Was it easy? No, it wasn't easy. Was there strife and conflict? Yes, there was. Did he cause other people difficulty because he did what God said? Yes, he did. They just heaped up more labor on the Hebrews. And so he obeyed God, And God used him to set free a whole race of people, a whole nation of people, through whom the Messiah came, and through whom the world has been blessed. But it wasn't easy. But he obeyed God, and God blessed him in the process. Then I think about Joshua, for example, and a little different story. Joshua was a general for Moses. And there came a time when he had to take over Moses' place because Moses died. And so one day God said to him, as he was crossing the Jordan and coming to Jericho, which was a very, very well defended city, he said, I want you to forget all of your military strategy. You've been a famous general. You've led my people through all kinds of battles. But now I want you to forget all that. I have a different kind of strategy, and here's what I want you to do. You see how shut up Jericho is. Here's the way I want you to attack it. I want you to line up your military and the trumpeters, and I want you to march around it every single day for 7 days, once a day for 6 days. On the seventh day, I want you to march around it seven times and then run. Now, he didn't really say that, but they probably did that, of course. And so I'm sure Joshua would have said, now, this couldn't be of God. He'd fought too many battles. He knew exactly what to do and what not to do. And yet he did exactly what God told him to do, which is, again, totally unreasonable. The reason I keep saying that is because sometimes the things he tells us may appear to be very unreasonable. But he did exactly what God said, and you remember they marched around it once a day for 6 days, and then the seventh day, they marched on it seven times, blew the trumpets and shouted, and what happened? The wall came down. God honored his obedience. I think about David. David was God's chosen king for Israel, but at the present time, Saul was the king. And David had been running from Saul for years and years and years because he'd been trying to kill him. So on one occasion, Saul was in this cave. He didn't realize David was in there. David could have killed him, and immediately he would have become the king. God said, you don't do that. He did not kill him. He obeyed God, which must have been rather difficult to do, really. And David became the king when God was ready for him to be the king. I think also of Peter, for example. And this is a simple one. You remember when Jesus was on the shore preaching and everybody was crowding toward him, and finally he saw the boats and he said to Peter, would you let me borrow your boat and push me out a little way so I can speak to everybody? So he did that. And then he said to Peter, Peter, let's go not fishing, let's go have a catch. Now everything about Peter said, you're a preacher, I'm the fisherman. You don't know a thing in the world about fishing, I know all about fishing. But Peter obeyed him, and you know what happened to Peter? Not only did they get two boatloads of fish, Peter was called by Jesus to be an apostle, became a famous apostle, and the author of two of the epistles of the New Testament, and we're still talking about him. Then I think about, for example, the Apostle Paul. Been persecuting people for years and years. Hated everything about Christianity, wanted to destroy the very idea of Jesus. And so God called him. And he struck him down the Damascus Road. And for a few days he was blind. Then God gave him a commission. And he sent him into the desert to reevaluate everything he had learned as a Hebrew Pharisee. All of his theology had to be changed. For the simple reason, the one he'd been persecuting for all those years now became the central focus of his whole theology. Everything about his life changed. God called him to become not only a preacher of the gospel, but especially to the Gentiles, which was a horrendous thing in the eyes of a Hebrew. He answered God's call. The world has never been the same since the Apostle Paul began to preach the gospel and to spread the gospel among those people and building churches, not church buildings, but bodies of people all throughout the Mediterranean world. He obeyed God. And did God bless him? Yes. You say, well, now, wait a minute. Didn't he spend a lot of time in jail? He sure did. Didn't they try to assassinate him? They sure did. Were they not always bringing up something in conflict? Was he not always arriving on the scene to face his enemies? Or if they weren't there, they finally arrived soon. How could he be blessed? Well, if you ask him sitting in a prison cell, writing the book of Philippians or Colossians or Ephesians, and Paul, are you being blessed? Yes. How could he be blessed in prison? And what I want you to see is this. In every one of these cases, God has blessed obedience. It is a principle of Scripture. It isn't just for biblical characters. It is just as true in your life and my life. When we obey God, God always blesses obedience without an exception. You say, all right, now you haven't heard my story. I'm going to talk about your story before you can tell me, because I know exactly what you're thinking. It may not be your exact personal situation, but it'll cover it. Because you see, God doesn't make any mistakes, and he doesn't claim anything he doesn't do. That is, when you and I, as his followers, obey him, he's going to bless us every single time. Now, some of you are saying, well, listen, I've been praying, and I've been doing thus and so, and I don't feel blessed at all. Well, I want you to listen carefully, because it just may be that you have overlooked something very important in your life. So the testimony of Scripture is, and we saw it in all these illustrations, that God will honor our obedience by blessing us. Now, the second thing I want you to notice is this. Those blessings may come in different forms. In fact, they will. It depends upon what your path is, where God is leading you in life. And so when we think about the different forms in which he blesses us, think about it in this light. You're going through some situation in life that's a little difficult for you, and you obey God. And when you obey him, the Spirit of God gives you this awesome sense of peace. And that is, you have the joy in your heart, I did what he said. Have you ever had a situation that God required of you that was hard, and you just said, oh, I can't do that, and you prayed and told him why you couldn't, and you went through all this hem-hawing around with God, and finally you did? And what did you feel? Joy in your heart. I did what God told me to do. Lord, I didn't like it. I didn't want to do it. I was afraid to do it, but I did it. Yes. He blessed you with joy. And then, for example, you find yourself in some situation, he's challenging you, and obedience will be very difficult for you, and yet you obey him. There is a sense of awesome contentment. The anxiety is gone. The fight's over. Conflict's over. You did what he said, and you have this wonderful sense of satisfaction. You obeyed God. There are three blessings that I just mentioned that many people never think about being a blessing. Because you see, oftentimes our blessing only comes when we see a specific thing that we're expecting as a result of what we've done. You see, all blessings don't come in a physical form. They come in all different forms. And everything I've mentioned is something that has to do with something emotional. Then, of course, your relationship with him improves when you obey him. Now, I know that there's some things that are easy that he requires of us, but some things are very difficult. You say, well, you don't know how difficult mine is. I may, but whether I do or not, it's not the issue. Somebody else does. And the truth is, all of these things that are difficult for us, when we obey him, he draws us into a relationship with him that has no equal when it comes to value and what that does in our life. An intimate relationship with him is the most valuable thing that you and I possess. Because remember this, out of this intimate relationship flows everything in your life. How you think, what you have, what you receive, how you walk, how you live out your life. It's that important. And I think about also the fact that when God challenges us to do something and we obey him, one thing that always happens, if we're listening to him and sensitive to him, is that our faith takes a leap. And how many times have we faced those things and we thought, there's no way that this is going to work, and yet you trusted him, and God worked out something fantastic. Your faith grows. That is, you grow in your Christian life. Your courage increases for the simple reason, now next time he challenges you, you have a little bit more courage to do what he says do, because beforehand you had lots of fear. Well, maybe you're not fearing now, but you have some hesitation. And what happens? God blesses you by doing far more than you expect. So what's happening is spiritually you're growing. Now, one of those issues may be that you're asking for something material and he grants you exactly what you ask. Well, so we would identify that as a blessing. Well, here's what I ask God for. Here's what I trust Him for, and He blessed me with this. Well, let me ask you this. What about peace and joy and contentment and the happiness and the assurance and the confidence and the courage and the growing and the intimacy with Him? Are not all of those, is not each one of them also a blessing? Yes, it is. And sometimes we miss the enjoyment of God's blessings because we've labeled it as something else. Or in our minds, we only think of it as a blessing from God, as something specifically we've asked for. You may not get what you've asked for. There have been times that I've asked God for things He did not give me. But He gave me something that was more valuable to me, more precious, more satisfying than what I'd asked for. That's the kind of God He is. Listen. And remember what we said in the very beginning. God has a pathway for you. It's your personal pathway. Nobody else can walk it but you. Nobody else's name's on it but yours. He doesn't expect anybody to join you in it necessarily. But it's your pathway. And if you will walk down the center of that road, that path, you will be blessed. God blesses obedience. And walking in His will is a step-by-step continuing act of obedience to God. And He will bless you in ways that you won't fully know you get to heaven. He'll bless you in ways that will absolutely surprise you. He will bless you in ways that you never expected or anticipated. He'll bless you in ways that other people will have to tell you how you have blessed them. And how they are blessed by you because of the way you've lived through a tough time in your life. There's only one path you have to follow. And that's the one He's laid out for you. And in that path and on that path, you'll be blessed every step of the way. And listen carefully. You may stumble. You may fall. You may creep over to the edge. You may even step out of the path. But God, because He loves you, is going to send you enough pain to get you back on the path. Why? So He can fulfill His purpose, bless others through you, work in your life in ways that would not happen any other way. And all He's looking for is for, listen, God is awaiting your yes. Yes, Lord. Remove from my life what you don't want. Yes, Lord. Show me how to be a blessing to others. Yes, Lord. I do understand that pain and suffering and heartache and difficulty is good for me. Yes, Lord, I'm grateful for the good things that I've asked You for that You provided. In other words, the truth is, are you willing to surrender your life so that you can enjoy His best? His best is what He offers. And in the middle of all that, there's one blessing after the other. It may be pain and blessing. It may be suffering and blessing. It may be joy and blessing. Whatever it is, it is up to us to surrender ourselves to Him in such a fashion He can grant to us the maximum of His blessing.
Thank you for listening to Obedience Always Brings Blessing. If you'd like to know more about Charles Stanley or InTouch Ministries, stop by intouch.org. We are also featuring the final episode of Songs of Spirit and Truth, where we'll meet two brothers in the Philippines who discover the joy of serving Christ from love and not duty. You can find the series at intouch.org/global. This podcast is a presentation of InTouch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia.